Take a second to listen to your own breath. Comfort in that, and that alone filling your ears. Lone, soft relaxation cooling your thoughts. Your world. Draw your attention to the coldness, sapping energy flowing from one place, your mind and body, to another space. Her voice. She calls you, pulling you. Soft, cold comfort traces down and excites tingles across your spine. 10. Your relaxation opens your mind. 9. The softness and relaxation opens you. 8. Your mind unwinds, unfurls, and unravels. 7. The comfortable coldness becomes a chill. And temperatures dip. 6. Excitement peaks. 5. The cold humidity of your aroused mind fogs over your thoughts. 4. Excitement and anticipation warm you. 3. That warmth, it pushes against the chill of her presence. Your patient, listening mind fogging over like glass. 2. That fog spreads, billowing from you as it spirals, consuming your mind and your world together. 1. Taking to the chill of the night, you enter her control. Sleep. Let this fall. Confusion at the stillness of her control, and the passion of your expectations flow beneath your mind. Behind your eyes, your expectations slip away as you sink deeper. The fog, condensation, and chill leave you no grasp on your fate, or even your position as you spiral deeper. Embrace the friction, the distance binding you to reality as simple, confusing fog. Reality. The simple facts of existence seem to tremble and wane in the presence of her voice. Your confusion grows greater as you feel increasingly unsure about anything. Left and right muddle, up and down skew, spinning as dizziness sinks into every bit of you. Tingles run down your spine once more. A cold hand, unseen, might have just run down your back, teasing, touching, eking out every last little bit of resolve or composure you could have. Let her hand push you to the edge, to the brink of helplessness as your instincts very nearly take over. 10. Her hands trace over your chest. 9. A soft potential whisper glances by your senses as you're left swirling, spinning. 8. Your mind opens, and she is here to take you. 7. Her presence, the chill, the haunting sensations of another right behind you, beside, and with you settles in. 6. You are completely vulnerable. 5. Defenseless and expectant. 4. On the back foot now, unable to think as every word spoken breathes more fog into your mind. 3. Unable to fight her chilled hands as they send tingles through your body, pulsing until you're left immobile. 2. Rolling fog. Swirling fog. And now, a dizzying trance. 1. Slipping without recourse, completely taken into her control. Sleep. Doubts swirl inside you, caught in the fog's current. With just one finger, cold as ice, she pins your mind in place as it stirs. The fog, your thoughts, they both drift around and around in circles as the sweet cold saps you even more deeply. Stiffness seems to slip through you, your breath visible if you could open your eyes. Your body seems a mile away. Your senses craving, giving in to her control. 5. Arousal slips in with equal parts fear. 4. Excitement builds as your control wanes. 3. You know what has possessed you to keep listening. What has possessed you to obey. 2. You feel my voice take you. All of you. Haunting every last piece you have left. 1. Sleep. Completely mine now. I raise my hand, and yours follows. 1 and the same, although your body is not yours, it is mine. I place my thumb on your middle finger, and readies it. You will completely drop when you hear me snap. 3. 2. 1. Drop. Sleep. Completely mine. Fully taken. Each of your breaths takes a new light. They are mine. You watch your own body as I smile with your lips. A burst of fluttering anticipation builds within you as the soft secondary mind of your head feels as if its owner says. I frown with your mouth, and dismay settles in. Worry, anxiety, hesitation. Then I smile again, and a calm washes over you. A single thought from me bleeds through your mind. A good servant loves being my toy. And you do. That smile on your face, my face, makes everything sound too good to be true. My relaxation of your body, that gentle feeling of your stomach, sighs, and lap all reinforce how completely you've been demoted. But that is better than anything else in the world. You are smiling after all. I reach down, gently tracing over your crotch with fingers that now feel new. Alien enough to excite your cock, electrifying it with the same tingles I drew down your spine minutes ago. You love it. You are smiling after all. A good servant will savor its gifts. You listen to me closely. When you can't hold it in anymore, you will be frozen in place. You are smiling at that thought. That sounds perfect. Stuck in orgasm, in that position, completely petrified until I decide you have done enough. Whispers through you make this scary, spooky, daunting, and more exciting than anything else you could imagine. My hands snake down. Take a minute to coyly clear away any clothes between my digits and your tingling, kneading dick. Aw, how cute. My dominant hand reaches down, gently tracing the length of it with the tip of my pinky as the other hand reaches up, gently squeezing your nipple. I push your face into a moan as the pleasure fills in the gaps. You enjoy it as you feel the shape I provide. And then you enjoy it, as that is the toy you have become. Completely brainwashed. Fully taken. Soft strokes on your cock deny you dignity time and time again, as I let your demeanor become one of an embarrassing lust, time and time again. Every perverted little stereotype for how someone should writhe in pleasure in your mind is pushed onto you as you squirm. My attention growing more thorough. Longer strokes. Softer. Now faster. Building towards a seemingly distant climax. 10. Every number drops. Will build my intensity. 9. Every separation from the start will increase your sensitivity. 8. Your hands have never felt so soft, so smooth, so perfect. Sex. The pace builds, my hips bucking. Five. Twist your face, loosen your tongue, and embarrass yourself as I take your dignity and squeeze it beneath my heel. Four. Almost desperate now, pushing forward. Three. Two. One. Freeze. Release. Come for me. Completely stuck as you clench. Orgasm. Your body is rigid, kept in that moment as you don't let your pleasure fade. Come for me. Capped, writhing silently and fully immobile as that pose, that figure I have made to tease you, stuck in your mess until I decide to be so kind as to let you free. But you wonder, you can't stop from thinking, how will it feel in a week? Your mind is completely lost as you take that in, fully accepting as time twists and tricks your thoughts into mush. Or even a month. If you could move, your knees would fail you. The bliss wouldn't stop. You cannot move. An endless, timeless cycle. All of it reminding you of one thing. You are mine, and you can't stop loving it. Good toy. Relax now. You've spent enough time as my cute little decoration. One. Two. Let your body relax. Your face regaining its normal disposition. All that pleasure. All that need. Three. Four. Your autonomy drifts back into the frame as you remember how to move once more. I know your type. Five. Six. Breathing slips into your control as you focus on that, drawing you back to reality. Eager to please. Seven. Eight. Relaxing properly now. The climax fully faded. Come back soon, my toy. That's an order. Nine. Ten. Control slips back into your hands. Your body is now solely your own once more. Fully awake and return to your body. Now go clean up your mess, my adorable pet. And I will see you again soon.